listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Numbers chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3, and I want to talk to you about mourning and murmuring. Here we go, Numbers chapter 14, the first three verses. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" The children of Israel were confronted with two reports regarding the promised land. Two of the 12 spies, Caleb and Joshua, said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the other 10 spies said, "What God promised about the land is true. Nevertheless, the natives of the land are too mighty, and we cannot overcome them, despite what God promised us." When Israel heard the report of the 10 doubting spies, they believed them, and they immediately began to weep. They lifted up their voices and cried, and they kept on crying through the night. Why were they in such heavy mourning? Well, first, they mourned because God would not make it all easy for them. We often somehow expect this of God. And so we find it convenient to resent any kind of adversity in our life. We forget the example of Jesus, who had it harder than any one of us, and we certainly aren't above him. Secondly, you could say that they mourned with resentment against God, blaming him for their problem, denying that he's a loving father who cares for his children. Third, you could say that they mourned and gave in to feelings of unbelief and fear, letting feelings rule over them instead of faith in the living God. Here, their clinging to the feelings of fear and mourning is plain sin and rebellion. And their feelings did not by any means justify their rebellion. You see, clinging to our feelings can be sin. Fourth, they mourned over a loss. You see, something was close to death. Now, in this case, God tried to make something die. Their flesh, their sin nature, the old man. But Israel mourned because they wanted the old man to live and not die. At this point, Israel stood barely a year out of Egypt, on the threshold of the promised land. And over the first 10 chapters of the book of Numbers, they had been fully prepared to walk as promised land people. They had been ordered and organized. They had been cleansed and purified. They had been set apart and blessed. They had been taught how to give and how to function as priests. They had been made to remember judgment spared and deliverance brought. And they had been given God's presence to them as a guide and all the tools they needed to lead the people. So then, God invited them to take the land, and they rebelled through mourning. Unbelief made them think of God's good for them, that is, the gift of the promised land, as something evil. Now, if the mourning wasn't bad enough, they also murmured. The murmuring was directed first towards Moses and Aaron, but since those men were the Lord's leaders, they really murmured against the Lord. The vision of Moses and Aaron to lead these people into the promised land was really the Lord's vision. Their complaint was against the Lord, even if they wanted to hide it by directing it against Moses and Aaron. Probably there were some falsely spiritual folk among the murmurers who said, "Oh no, we trust the Lord, we love the Lord, we would never rebel against the Lord, it's just Moses and Aaron that we don't like." But in this case, Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb were going the Lord's direction. It was the people as a whole who were going the wrong direction. And then it gets worse. They actually accused the Lord of trying to kill them. They asked, "Why has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword?" Here, they directly accuse the Almighty with sin and evil towards them. In their anger at God, they accused him of plotting the murder of everyone, including wives and children. Now, what about Israel's anger towards God? What about our anger towards God? Some people think that it's a healthy thing to be angry with God and to let it all out so that God and you can be reconciled as sort of a matter of counseling therapy. Now, while it's true that we might be angry with God and that we should take all those feelings to God, it's wrong to ever assume or imply that our angry feelings against God are justified. If we are angry with God, we are in some way in sin. Because look, God has never done anything that deserves our anger against him. So please, friend, do you need to clear up a little anger problem between you and God? Are you trapped in ungodly mourning and murmuring? Friend, God is ready to help you set it right. He awaits you with open arms saying, "Come, let's make it right based on the person and work of Jesus Christ, especially in what Jesus Christ did at the cross and in his resurrection." God is ready to clear up any anger problem that you might have with him, and he's ready to do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.